Nice brisk morning here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener. We are at Crossroads Corn Maze, and we're in eastern Wake County on Watkins Road in Wake County. Such a beautiful country. The address is 5712 Watkins Road. That's W-A-T-K-I-N-S Road in it's a Wendell address, but believe me, we're out in beautiful farm country, and this is a Halloween season, and that's why we're here, thanks to the folks at Massey's Plumbing. And we want you to come out and join us today. All kinds of activities that the Perrys have going on here, and this is an annual thing. You know, corn mazes are so much fun. And Halloween is fun. Brother Rufus, how are you today?
Oh, I feel like I'm back on the farm.
I don't hear you for some reason.
Well, I'm here now.
You're here now?
I'm all here now.
Okay, now we got you. So you're drinking a Sun Drop this morning?
Well, I finished one before you came to pick me up.
Is that a chaser?
In my carriage. And now I'm working on the Dr. Pepper.
All right.
If I can keep Amanda away from it.
Amanda brought a jug of water.
I always travel with a jug of water.
All right.
People know it's me when I walk up with my jug.
Is that for hydration or is it a weapon?
Sure.
That is a gallon. That's a gallon.
It is. Yeah, it depends on how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes I can whack people over the head with it. No, I usually finish.
Well, you should be dehydrated today. I think we're okay. No. If you're hearing some wind from the microphones this morning, that's because it's windy this morning. On the coast, there is a nor'easter, a low-pressure system that will be termed a nor'easter, at least by the time it gets up into New England, New Jersey, and so forth. So it's going to be quite a day at the coast, and we may get some rain here, and hopefully we do. Amanda Bratcher is from the Lee County Cooperative Extension Service. Thank you for coming here.
Oh, this is a pleasure. I don't really ever
isn't
get to come
nice?
Out here. I'm serious. West Wake County, I did not grow up this side of the North Carolina, so coming to East Wake County reminds me a lot of what we used to have out here.
Yeah.
Go to the rest of Wake County and it's
a beautiful
urban area.
Beautiful piece of land out here. It was a pleasure driving out.
I want to drive that tractor. That looks like fun.
Well, you might be able to. I think Rufus needs to.
That would be hilarious.
I've had that on
all right,
my
well,
mind.
I don't think they have tractor driving out here. But you might be able to talk to Mr. Perry and see
I think
Lee Perry.
I think he will.
Yeah, with close supervision, at least certainly with me.
It has those wheels wide on the front, and I noticed always when I was a mountain boy that you came down east, the wheels were really jammed together on the front, and that wouldn't work up on the mountainside. Mm-hmm. So this one has got wheels wide on the front. Is that a little, what is it, Amanda?
Is it a Massey Ferguson?
I can't see that far away.
That's not a farm ball.
It's kind of yeller. Yeller and beige.
Yeah.
This gentleman looks like he's having a great time. Anyways, that's not what we're talking about.
He's testing it.
I guess so.
I guess he's parking it at this moment.
Looks like he's trying to park it.
Yeah, okay.
But runs, which, you know, that is an old
looks
tractor.
Smooth.
And, yeah, and
smooth
it runs
operation.
Real well, so yeah. Can't, you know, I'd love to have one of them old machines because you can fix everything on them.
What's,
you know?
What's on the other side of it, Rufus, the maroon? Colored one that's much older. I assume that runs.
It looks like an international harvester.
Yeah,
it looks to me like
right.
Yep.
Okay. And then there's a big John Deere down there with a cab on it. So yeah, they're all set out here. They have tractors galore. Doesn't mean you can drive them, but they have a lot of other activities.
Yeah, we got some hay rides down there. We got
hay rides. Yes.
Pumpkin patch. Chrysanthemums, every yard ornament you could think of.
Are you going to try the corn maze, Rufus? Or?
Well, I think it wasn't a very tall corn crop this year, and I think I can see my way out.
I heard you talking to Mr. Perry about that. What did he say?
He said it wasn't a very good growing year for corn.
Huh. So, well, that's better than last year. Last year, there wasn't really a growing year.
No.
Yeah, but it's a great thing for kids to come and try to get through that thing.
Yeah.
They need to come out here.
It looks really good. I mean, yeah, it's short, but it's a good stand, and you can get through it. Yeah, you know,
maybe
we had a really wet year earlier in the year, and then, you know, we had a little bit of rain in August and then nothing. And so the corn crop was looking really good until August, and then it just stopped.
Okay. Yeah.
I bet you that might be my friend Gene Spooner.
Dennis?
Rufus, is there anybody you don't know?
Well, is this you, Gene?
It is. Can you hear me?
Hey, Gene.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, we're out on a beautiful farm in eastern Wake County where they have a corn maze. I'm sorry you can't join us this morning.
Well, that does sound wonderful, but I am outside all day, and the weather is actually pretty good.
It's not bad. We ran into a couple little teeny patches of rain, but it was just kind of a sprinkle. But it's fine out here. It's a little windy. But you have quite a flower sale going on today.
Right, we do. We are keeping the rain away for a little bit because we have a native plant sale today supporting William B. Umstead State Park. I'm with the Umstead Coalition. All natives. And we will have four plant native experts out here. It's from noon to 3. If you're a donor or a member of the Umstead Coalition, early entry at 1. We've got several exciting things. We've got native pawpaws. It's the largest edible fruit native in North America. And they look really good. We got American Beautyberry, which is a superstar in bird attraction. I know you like that, Rufus. We've got Witch Hazel, which is a flowers in early winter with really pretty flowers.
That's a great plant.
We've got Swamp Rose. You asked me about that last time, Rufus, and it is a native.
Yes.
You can see the flowers on it right now. And it's really good for gardens that have some drainage problems. And it will grow in moderate shade. We have several plants out here that will grow in moderate shade. And those flowers will attract some bees. They're really pretty pink flowers right here. We're excited. We have 3 kinds of native azaleas out here today. And 3 kinds of ferns. And a lot of pollinator perennial flowers, like purple coneflower, cardinal flower. And we've got, we were lucky to get one more, we got several, but a pink muley grass, which blooms this time of year.
Goodness.
It's spectacular.
I love muley grass.
And I tell you what, you can't harm that thing. It is so hardy, and it's spectacular. And you can see the full plant list at umsteadcoalition.org.
Now, where is this located, Gene? Where do people go?
Oh, good point. Thank you, Rufus. We're at the Cary entrance off of Harrison Avenue at William B. Umstead State Park. And so if you come in Harrison Avenue, exit 287 on I-40, we're here from noon to just come drive right into the parking lot, and we're right on the right as you drive in. And we are here from noon to 3, or donors and members are early entry at 11 a.m.
That's awesome. So accessible. And gosh, those are like amazing native plants. I don't see native azaleas too often. So folks,
yeah, we're very excited. We normally have just one species, and this year we have three.
So if anybody goes up there, I know they probably look like sticks in a pot, but trust me, like they are worth putting in your yard. And they're quite tolerant of shade. Like, they'll do part shade to full sun. So don't let anybody let their awkwardness in a pot deter you from getting you some native azaleas. They're wonderful plants.
They are. We have the smooth, sweet azaleas. We have a dwarf azalea, and we have a pink azalea today.
Ooh, and that dwarf azalea likes wet spots, and it'll grow low. Is that Rhododendron Atlanticum?
Yes.
Yeah, so yeah, Rhododendron Atlanticum loves a wet spot, and it flowers, unlike the other native azaleas, it flowers in the summertime. So you're going to see flowers from May to June, and the flowers smell amazing. Those ones kind of remind me of like sweet and peppery, and you'll see a lot of moths on them. It's a really cool plant.
Yeah, they are really cool.
Tell us about the Amstead Coalition.
Yes, this supports the Amstead Coalition. We're all volunteers, and 100% of the proceeds go right back to support William B. Amstead State Park, our jewel of the region of the park, and we would say one of the jewels of the state.
Oh, absolutely. What other place has a park right in almost the middle of a town that is like Amstead Park? Nothing like
right.
it.
Right. Nothing like it. It was a jobs program in 1934 during the Great Depression, and for recreation. And so we're in a 91st year of this park, and there is nothing like it. People come here and stay here many times because of William B. Amstead State Park here. As people come from other parts of the state and other states because this is just such a unique thing in the middle of our urban area now.
Yeah, just for people's information, Amstead was the governor of North Carolina, and he is the one who appointed Senator Sam Ervin to fill a vacancy in the U.S. Senate that started the wonderful work of my old wonderful boss, Senator Ervin.
So what did Senator Ervin say about Governor Amstead of Eaton?
He said, thank you for appointing me.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if he had a relationship with him or anything, you know, the working relationship, but all right. Well, it was good that he appointed him.
He said that Senator Ervin had been a great jurist, was on the Supreme Court, and would make a great United States Senator in 1954. He was appointed.
That's right. Now, I would say that Rufus Edmondson is one of our North Carolina jewels.
Amen.
You better believe it.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
A state treasure.
Yeah. Gene, thank you so much.
A state treasure. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much. We have a beautiful
yes,
day. And we've got a big white tent here. We're keeping the rain at bay.
All right.
Very good.
Yes, ma'am.
And we could use
thank
some
you,
rain.
Thank
but
you
let's
for
have it later
letting
after,
us know about
here.
It.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Bye. More of the Weekend Gardener coming up. We're at Crossroads Corn Maze in beautiful Wake County, 5712 Watkins Road. Wendell is the address. And, wow,
driving tractors.
I did tractors all over the place.
This is phenomenal.
We'll have a tractor pull out here before long.
Oh, I'm loving it.
It looks like a tractor pull out here.
More of the Weekend Gardener coming up here at WPTF. We're back on WPTF, the Weekend Gardener at 5712 Watkins Road in Wendell, out in beautiful Wake County at Crossroads Corn Maze, brought to you by Massey Plumbing. And I like this kind of weather, personally. Mm-hmm. I much prefer this to hot weather. I love the fall, and we would love for it to rain after the show, you know, later
yes,
on in the day. Some good steady rain for overnight and maybe into tomorrow. We don't want you to get wet going to church, but we do need rain. It's very dry. Rufus was telling me that driving over here that he lost an azalea because it's been so dry.
Wow. Yikes.
Rufus, isn't that what you said? You lost an azalea?
Well, the climate office at NC State sends out a weekly drought update, and
we talked to Corey Davis from the climatologist office. So yeah, it's go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh no, yeah, Corey he sends out a weekly one. Anybody can sign up for it, but it's comes out every Tuesday, and 3/4 of the state is still under a drought conditions. Part of the state's also under severe drought conditions up near Nash County, east part of the state is under severe drought conditions, but hopefully this nor'easter might bring us just a little bit of relief, and it makes it, this is harvest time, having a little bit of rain, not too much, but just a little bit to kind of spruce stuff up before you harvest. It really helps.
Now, Rufus, is this an azalea you planted recently, or is this an older one?
No, this was an older one. I'm a little bit perturbed about it because I tried to keep it watered. You lose something all if you've got as many plants as I've got around that 2.5 acres, you're going to lose something occasionally because that's just the way nature is.
Yeah.
Well, and
it still does not keep me from mourning.
What color was it?
Well, it was a red pink one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty.
About 2 feet tall.
Was it an encore type?
It was not. It was old fashioned. Been there a long time.
Oh, well.
Right in front of them.
I guess, my Uncle Russell used to say, it's done give out.
It's give out.
Oh, that's a good reminder for folks. Like, we always talk about drought, drought resistance and drought tolerant plants, but there is a certain point where there's just too much drought for plants to tolerate. So definitely this year in September, where we had so much drought, like it was just so dry, you still need to water, established plants just to kind of push them through to the other side. And you'll just get a lot more longevity out of them. Long-term stress, it's really hard to understate how insidious that is, because usually it's those stressful times where stuff will just give it up, and you don't quite understand, but it's that long-term experience of stress year after year, drought after drought. So just a little bit of dragging some hoses during the driest part of the season, especially later in summer, can really save you some plants.
I've just recently gotten some of those hoses that they're advertised on TV, and they snake up.
Oh yeah.
Oh, let me tell you what, that is such a blessing. I cannot begin to tell you how much
why don't you do an advertisement for them?
I enjoy watering because there's no weight to them. When you cut the water off, boom, they're right back up close to where you wind and no winding up. You just take drop it in.
Is that copperhead thing?
Oh, absolutely. I have 200 footers, 150 footer, and I've had my friend Phil Campbell yesterday. I said, Phil, go ahead and order me another 100 footer, because I truly enjoy watering now.
That's wonderful.
And they will work on you got just as much pressure. And
do they have a spring in them or something?
I don't know what it is. They're like like a 14-year-old kid.
Well, that's quite an analogy. I don't know.
Oh, Lord of mercy.
They're wonderful. I'm telling
100
folks,
feet. I'm afraid I'd get whiplash or something.
Well, I stood out of the way yesterday. I unhooked one.
Oh, that's what you like to do. Like to watch it coil back up.
Woo! It is just amazing. And as you get older, you want things like that. Like I sometimes take a stool-like thing with me when I have nothing to pull up with, like a tree limb or something. As you get older, you need these kind of aids, and I can tell you this thing is marvelous.
Hey, work smarter, not harder.
It works so smart.
That's it's funny, but it's true.
I don't know why regular stores don't handle them, but you got to order them. You can order them from Amazon. And it's called the Cobra. I'm they ought to take me as a spokesperson for them because I...
Oh, it's called a copra.
I love them so much.
Is it a cobra or a copperhead?
Well, I just made that up. It's a copperhead.
One of those things.
All right, but it doesn't bite.
It is just a fantastic way to water. And it cuts your time in half of pulling and chugging on a great old big hose.
There is something to be said for that.
All right, we'll take a break and be back. All right, we're back on WPTF at Crossroads Corn Maze. Professional broadcaster, I can say it now. Yeah. I had a little trouble. Professional broadcaster, Jeff.
Oh, okay. I'm going to make a note of that.
Right, I'm a professional.
Professional.
At Corn Maze. Now, Lee just walked away, and Lee said he was going to talk to him.
In 1 minute.
He said, give me a minute.
Is that East Wake County?
I don't know.
Could that be like a
30
minutes?
But I need to talk to Lee. Lee Perry and his wife Paula out here have a beautiful piece of land. I don't know how many acres. But
he said about 100.
About 100?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Well, and it's so exciting. So it's going to be a tractor parade later on today. And
yeah, I'm telling you, there are tractors coming out of the woodworks. People are hauling them over here, and they're coming from different parts of this plot of land and this farm.
This
so
is
it's nice. So, Rufus, I definitely think you need to fire one up.
Well, Amanda
before
and
you
I
leave.
We're going to fight over that little orange and beige one, a cub.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've never driven a cub.
We should race.
Oh, of course. Yeah, the colors. Of course it's a cub.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking of.
Yeah. Well, by the way, while I'm thinking of it, Mike, let me tell you about an event that you and I both love called the Super Kids.
Yeah.
Coming up on October 29. This will be our 31st year.
Wow.
And over the years, we've put 130 kids in school, 131 to be exact, 14 different colleges, Amanda, and community colleges. It's at Pam's Restaurant on Western Boulevard from 5:30 on. And it's just a beautiful thing. These kids get up and they tell you about what they've done. They've overcome adversity. And we've, over the years, Mike, raised over $1.3 million to put kids in school.
Wow.
And they give back. You get to hear from them. We'll have kids there that will tell you what they're doing. And without our help, they would not have been able to go to college. And so I really, really want to see people show up this year. October 29, you can call the office. Cheryl will be glad to accept your pledge. We won't rob the whole bank you've got, but for only $75, you get a wonderful meal and you help some kids go to college.
And Cheryl's a nice woman. You need to sit there and talk to her a minute.
Yeah, 919-829-1988. That was a good year. That's when I came back from Bolivia after having lost the governor's race. 829-1988, Cheryl. Or as we say back home, Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Yeah. Are you listening, Cheryl?
If not, Big John is.
Yeah, Big John.
Big John's her assistant.
That's right. Big John Ruth. The really big, big John Ruth, who should call us today.
Yeah, I hadn't talked to John in a while. Is he all right?
Yeah, he's okay.
Good.
He'll be there at the Super Kids with his equipment.
Yeah, he's a sound system guy.
Man.
He's a sounding board, all right.
He is.
Oh, dear.
He's big enough you can hear him over in the next county.
Well, that's why we call him Big John.
That's right. Former fireman in Cary.
IBM guy.
Yeah.
ABC officer who used to travel the country to see if they're pouring the right amount.
He didn't teach people how to drink. He taught.
He taught them how to drink responsibly.
Right. Okay.
And don't pour short drinks, though.
Shots? Is that what you're referring to?
If you say you're going to do a shot, make it a shot. not a teaspoon.
Yeah. All right. So you've had one plant die. How's your garden looking overall?
People comment that it's a beautiful autumn color. I have to say something about impatiens, Amanda. They are just the most livable, resilient plant. You plant them early in the spring.
Yeah.
And they still bloom at this time of the year. And there's so many colors. They seem to be more drought resistant than most plants.
Is that what is the east side of your property over there, that bed?
Yes.
Is that what's
those
blooming?
Are impatiens.
They were very pretty this morning.
Yeah. And the color range is so incredible. I try to stay in the pastels.
Mm.
And, of course, I've got some dahlias left.
Yep.
That is one of my mother's favorite things of her, the church lady. The Chinese coming along, blooming, budding up. What's the name?
Ooh.
Amanda the. Anyway, I'm losing it right now. But things are the things are supposed to be blooming are blooming. The camellias are now coming on just incredible. I counted 18 different camellias this morning before Mike pulled up at 7:10. And
so you were sitting out in that chair counting?
Yes, I was.
Oh.
I was counting.
I was wondering what you were doing. But we're at, I've known a lot of Watkinson time. Good people. We're at, out here on Watkins Road, Crossroads Corn Maze. And the address, if I can find it here, is 5712 Watkins Road in Winton. Back on WPTF, the Weekend Gardener at 5712 Watkins Road in Wendell on a, as Johnny Hood used to say, a rather airish morning. We're getting a northeasterly wind. Are you chilly?
I am a little bit chilly.
Yeah, me too.
I've
but that's okay. It's fall. I mean, and we're out at a corn maze. The Perry family out here on 5712 Watkins Road have... Crossroads Corn Maze. See, I've said it 3 or 4 times correctly.
Maybe by the end you might get it all good.
I don't know. It's not easy to say, but a 5-acre corn maze plus children's corn maze.
Yeah.
And we'll let Rufus do that one. And then the hay rides and pumpkins and food truck rodeo.
Yeah, this is a great spot. Like, we're out here, and it's just so, like, it's pastoral, rolling hills.
Yeah.
You know, for East Wake County. But, I mean, I could sit here all day, just, you know, give me a warm beverage. But the rest of the day, I'll just sit here.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't bring a warm beverage for both of you.
I should have saved my coffee. I brought my coffee.
I brought some hot tea here, but.
That sounds real wussy.
I beg your pardon. I don't think we can say that.
Oh.
And you shouldn't say that to a good friend.
I got warm tea. Now, isn't that something? That's about like eating a tomato sandwich on pumpernickel bread.
I'll do that.
That sounds good, too.
See, Rufus likes this basic white bread that gets soggy.
Oh, yeah.
See, if you get something with some texture to it, it won't get soggy as fast.
I like that soggy.
But it's okay. That's
stand
that's
over the
you
sink.
Got good. You got you a good
tomato. Marita Light Bread or Sunbeam.
Well, at any rate, thank you, Rufus. I appreciate that.
Well, okay. You're okay, Mike. You're only
thank
a,
you. I'm okay. I know I'm okay.
You're only a Hall of Fame winner.
Hall of Fame of what?
Well,
I don't know.
Flame.
Hall of Fame
flame,
tea flame drinker.
Thrower.
Flame thrower. Copperhead. Copper top.
Have I seen y'all since I got my award?
No. What award did you get? Colby Griffin got one out in Montana, some big thing. What did you get?
I can't remember. Well, I got the Great American Gardener Award from the American Horticultural Society.
Good gracious. Wow, well, why didn't I know that?
I don't know. And I can't. Well, it's been kind of a year. I can't remember when I got it this year, but I can't remember if it's been since I saw you. But yeah.
So where did you go to get the award?
I didn't go. They sent it to me in the mail.
Well, congratulations.
Where are they based?
I don't remember. I think they're somewhere. They're up in Pennsylvania, you know, in the Delaware Valley. But Yeah, they give out 7 awards, like Great American Gardener Awards. And I'm the Emerging Professional Great American Gardener.
Wonderful.
Wow, that's congratulations.
Thank you.
That's extraordinary. Well, I'm sure you have won awards and will win a lot more, but that's a biggie.
Yeah.
Oh, that one really felt really good. That one was really, really special to me.
Well, Amanda, why don't you describe the kind of gardening that our friend Bree Arthur does. You and I attended a little event at her house.
You went to a tomato eating contest there one time, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. You talk about light
July.
Bread. Man, there was light bread. And I was supposed to do the auctioneering at about 9 o'clock. I got on there, and it was so hot that I fainted.
Oh, Lord, what? Yeah. Oh, good God. Yeah. Yeah, this past weekend, Bree's husband retired from his... he was a nuclear engineer, I think, but he retired, and they had a big retirement party. But Bree's been gardening at her home in South Fuquay, almost on the edge of the quay, as they say. But she's got two homes. One of them, the Airbnb, which is the one they used to live in, and then they bought the house next to them, and they've just been slowly colonizing their garden. But I mean, Bree's written several books, the Foodscaping Revolution, growing grains in your garden. She travels extensively speaking all over the place. And I know she's been on the show a couple times, I think.
Yes.
But her garden's phenomenal. She's just got such a great diversity of plants in her yard.
Yeah, she likes to eat everything in the yard.
She does like to wander around.
And that's a good thing.
Hey, yeah.
To grow things like
Mike,
that.
You and I talk about that there's not a square foot in our yard. We don't, but I don't find there's a square inch
I
in
know.
Her yard where she doesn't have at least a little zinnia coming up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Brussels sprouts beside it.
Uh-huh. So.
Well, I mean, you know, that goes back to that the adage of, you know, if you don't have, you know, Mother Nature will fill a vacuum, and if you don't fill it, and she takes the philosophy of, well, I'm going to choose what to put there instead of Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Instead of using mulch to create empty, but a soft space, she uses her turf to do that. So her beds are all filled with plants, and the turf areas are there to kind of rest the eye. So, but it's amazing, you know, her husband is a big car fanatic, and you really like, you know, they've got a garage back there with cars in it, and you would never know it.
Oh, absolutely.
Amazing.
She has a newish greenhouse that is phenomenal.
Once you start building greenhouses, it never ends.
Well, what's great about it, it's not really for production per se. It's more for entertaining. And so she does, I know she's done some classes in there. That's where she usually serves food. So it gives kind of a protected space, you know, for entertaining and education. But then also kind of allows her to keep some tropical plants and some really beautiful pieces of art that folks give her. It's a really beautiful space. It's been cool to watch it evolve over the last few years. But you know, she used to work for Tony even as his propagator. Gosh, a long time ago.
And everybody's worked
still,
for Tony.
There's still some vestiges of her time there. You know, plants that she from there in Camellia Forest and. But there's also lots of new things. And that's one of the things I love about talking to Bree is she does stay up on what's going on. So whenever you go there, you can see what's...
What is that? Crackling.
I have no
I'm
idea.
Not opening nabs like usual.
that was Joel back at the station. You opening a big bag of Lay's potato chips, Joel?
It sounded like it.
I thought Rufus was fiddling with his yellow bag over here.
Yeah, my nabs.
Oh, that didn't sound like nabs.
That's so funny.
Okay, I don't know.
We're all professional.
Just never know. You know, this might be haunted. This place might be haunted. I thought I was, hearing some sounds. And I think at night, they've got a late night stalks after dark.
Oh, that's fun.
So you get in the corn maze. It's dark, Rufus.
Oh, my.
No, thank you. No.
Hey, somebody just drove up. It must be an International Harvester because it's got a big logo on it. That's a big tractor, right? Big tractor.
But
doesn't have a big cab on it, covered cab, but it's pretty big.
You know, if you just want to see some tractors and not do the corn maze, come on out here.
You know, the commissioner's in town, I don't know if he's in Raleigh today, but commissioner, if you're listening today, Commissioner Troxler, he loves tractors.
Yeah.
Rufus.
Oh, my goodness.
That's Paula.
Yeah,
hey, Paula.
Hey, Paula.
Hey, Paula. Can't get Lee to talk to us. Every time I say something, he walks off. So you go. You want to talk to us?
Yes.
Well, come on over here and let's, Jeff, give her a microphone.
I'd love a microphone.
Yeah.
Tell us what's going on here.
Do you need a microphone?
Oh, my goodness. Do I put this on? Yes. Is it going to mess up my hair?
No. You got to put it on the other way.
No.
Don't.
Why do you think of my
No
hair?
More than the one going to.
Rufus, you're losing your headset.
Uh-oh. No, this wind, while it's delightful, you know.
It gets very, wow. Okay, that's better.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. it gets really windy up here.
I bet it does,
wonderful.
Yeah.
But oh, my goodness.
That's okay, but it's...
I love how you said up here. I don't
we are on
so
a hill.
Up with East Wake County.
Are y'all buying tractors this morning, or are you selling
Absolutely
tractors?
Absolutely not, but we are showing them. Aren't they great?
I mean, I know. We're just fascinated. And Rufus knows how to drive one.
I told him, Paula, that I'm not used to little tractors like that. I had a 52 Ford tractor, but real, turned the wheels outside to make it wider so it wouldn't fall off the side of the mountain.
Oh, my.
Didn't it have shorter wheels on one side?
Yeah.
Like the cars do?
I'm from around Boone.
No, thank you. I don't. Yeah. I am not in a thrill taker at all. So that does not... You know, that does not make me happy.
Yeah.
So we got 3 minutes before break, Paula. So please, I've been describing the area out here and some of the activities. Kind of go through what y'all have out here.
So we've got a 5-acre corn maze. We have an adult maze and a kids maze. We have scavenger hunt, which everybody loves to do.
Is that different from a snipe hunt?
I know what a snipe hunt is.
I love them.
I learned that on my 16th birthday.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's a scavenger hunt.
So you find all the items out there and take pictures of them. You bring them to our concessions, and they bring out a treat basket at the end.
Nice.
So a little reward
now,
for
wouldn't you like
work.
That, Rufus?
Yeah.
I love
treat
it. I'm liking it now.
Yeah.
Already. We got to hear about Paula's snipe comes back.
No, we shall. Yeah. We shall. So, you're going to have tractors doing something today.
Yeah, we've got the International Chapter 37 out here. They came last year and displayed their tractors, and it was a big hit. So we brought them out. We're actually, this weekend is Farmers Weekend. So we are honoring all of our farmers. We love
our
farmers.
Yes, we should.
You know, if you want to eat. You support your farmers.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Yeah. So this weekend's for them. So tractors. We've got a food truck rodeo coming 11:30 to 4:00.
Yeah.
So come hungry. Our tickets is an all inclusive ticket. So with that ticket, you get the corn maze. You get a hayride. You get a pumpkin before you leave. There's lots of outdoor, yard games and volleyball, and at night we do s'mores. We like fire pits, so it's a fun day for the kids to run around and somewhere safe, mm-hmm. You know, where the parents can just sit back and let their kids play.
Yeah.
And the
now, how much is a ticket?
A ticket is $17 for adults and $14 for kids 6 to 12.
Well, that's right. Very reasonable.
It is, surely
very,
is
very
for all
reasonable.
This. And the rain looks like it's, the folks in Charleston and Wilmington are getting rained on, but it's going to be a good while before, maybe tonight, before we get
it
to
looks
rain.
Like the rain's going to hold off till about 5:00. So hopefully we can get most of the day, behind us. But Rufus, do you know Tracy Perry?
I certainly do.
He said to tell you, hey.
Hello, Tracy.
There ain't nothing but Perry's and Watkins on this side of the county anyway.
That's right. You can't talk about anybody because you might be talking about their people.
Oh, Lord.
I know your husband's Uncle Doug that used to work for Harlan Boyles.
Yes, yes, yes.
He was smart.
He's a very smart man.
All right, we're at Crossroads Corn Maze on Watkins Road here on the WPTF Weekend Gardener, 5712 Watkins Road. Watkins Road. mouth's freezing up. More coming up on the WPTF Weekend Gardener.